Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you're having a fantastic week. Last week, we dove into the fruit of the Spirit about love in Galatians 5, 22 through 23. Today, we're diving into an exciting topic of the second fruit of the Spirit, which is joy. But before we get started, let's reflect on a few questions. We all face challenges, don't we? Those moments when it's tough to feel uplifted. Have you ever considered if there's a deeper pool of strength within us? A kind of inner peace that doesn't fade when the going gets tough. What do you think it means to have a joy that grows within us rather than just a passing emotion? It's important to remember that the fruit of the Spirit is beautifully produced in us by the Holy Spirit. So today we're focusing on joy. So as we look at biblical joy, isn't just a fleeting feeling tied to our circumstances. It's a deep, abiding sense of gladness that springs from knowing God and enjoying a right relationship with Him through the Holy Spirit. It's like a settled assurance rooted in God's love, power, and promise, no matter what chaos surrounds us. And here's the exciting part. This joy isn't something we can just summon ourselves. It flows directly from the Holy Spirit's vibrant presence within us. As we yield to the Spirit and stay connected to Christ, this joy flourishes naturally, transforming who we are. One of the most astonishing things about this joy is its ability to sustain us through trials and suffering. The Bible encourages us to rejoice even in hardships. If you have your Bibles with you, open to Romans 5:3, which says, "And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us." Amen. And if you flip over to James 1, 2 through 4, it says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing the test of your faith produces patience. But let patience have his perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Amen. So basically, it is because our joy is anchored in something endlessly stable, the unwavering character of God and the hope we have in Him. Do you remember Nehemiah 8:10? It says, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." Amen. This consistent, radiant joy, even amid a broken world, stands as a powerful testimony to the reality of God's presence and His life-changing power in our lives. It's incredible to realize that our ultimate satisfaction and hope are found in Him. While joy is indeed a gift, we're also invited to actively cultivate it. This journey involves us purposely turning our hearts towards God through prayer, diving into His Word, which beautifully unveils the reason for our joy, right? Spending time with fellow believers, expressing gratitude for His countless blessings, and choosing to fix our minds on His promises. In essence, the fruit of the Spirit of joy is a vibrant, resilient, and deep gladness that springs from our relationship with God through the Holy Spirit. It's a joy that rises above our circumstances, empowers us with inner strength, and radiates as a beacon of light to everyone around us. Now, let's join together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the incredible gift of your Holy Spirit, who resides within us and nurtures such beautiful fruit. Today, we uplift the fruit of joy, yearning for a deep understanding and a more vibrant expression of it in our lives. We acknowledge that too often our joy can seem fleeting, swayed by our circumstances, and too easily dimmed by life's challenges. We ask for your forgiveness for the moments when we've let earthly troubles overshadow the profound joy that only comes from you. Pour out your Spirit upon us so that this supernatural joy can take root deeper in our hearts. Help us grow it through prayer, your word, and our fellowship with one another. Keep reminding us of the wonderful reasons we have to rejoice, your unchanging love, your saving grace, and the eternal hope we hold in Jesus. Grant us the strength to choose joy, even when times are tough, knowing that the joy of the Lord truly is our strength. May this inner joy serve as a testament to those around us, shining brightly and drawing others to the source of true, lasting joy. Let's be intentional in practicing gratitude, focusing on blessings instead of our burdens. May our hearts overflow with thankfulness, leading into a deeper and more consistent sense of joy. We pray that this joy will not stay bottled up within us, but overflow to everyone we encounter, impacting our families, our church, and our community with love and lightheartedness. Thank you for the promise of this divine joy. May we embrace it daily, walking as living testaments to the power and presence of your Holy Spirit within us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you again for joining me in Scripture Seekers Ministry. I can't wait till next week as we continue our exciting journey exploring the fruit of the Spirit. Until then, God bless and take care, my friends.